Warning, this podcast may cause uncontrollable laughter, side-eye stares, and questionable life choices. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
All right, welcome. Welcome to The Big Party Show podcast. How you get out to us is bpscrasher@gmail.com. Again, 402-915-0962. Make sure you guys subscribe. It costs nothing to whatever you're listening to. So it just comes to your phone or whatever you listen. And also you rate and review as well, because that stuff really helps us. Well, Christmas is over, and now we're on to the new year.
Next big adventure, 2026. What you got?
Yeah, 2026.
It's funny. It still doesn't feel real. You know what I mean? Like the idea of you're like, oh, we are kissing a new year. I mean, it is right at the horizon. Like, hello.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't even know what to expect from it. As for New Year's resolution, I thought a little bit about it. I don't know. I never really do a New Year's resolution.
Yeah.
I just, you know, cause I just kind of do what I do anyway. And everything I do future wise is always, I try to do something bigger and more anyway. So,
yeah. I mean, I think for me, the resolution or like the kind of life snapshot I do on my birthday. I don't really do it at New Year's. I do it at my birthday. Like, what did I do this last year? And what do I want to do for the next year? Like, God's given me another lap. So yeah. What am I going to do with it?
I hear you. I know. Exactly. And that's how people should think, you know.
So New Year's to me is sort of like just stay out of the bars. Try to hide from any big obligations.
You mean New Year's in general, just the day?
New Year's Eve.
Oh, New Year's Eve,
I mean,
yeah.
Thankfully, I've got kids now. We always stay, we've been doing this the last couple of years. We stay down at the Embassy Suites in downtown Omaha, down in the Old Market. Okay. And it's so fun because you can see the fireworks from there. You have a hotel to stay in, so you don't have to worry about driving. And you also don't have to worry about feeling obligated to stay up till midnight. I mean, if you're like 10 o'clock and out, that's okay too. It's not like, you know, I mean, everybody's kind of doing everything together, but also their own thing.
What age does that stop?
I never liked New Year's.
You didn't like watching the ball drop or anything like that?
That's how you knew you were depressed.
Yeah,
I guess you're right. Watching the ball drop.
Yeah. That's actually my dad's birthday.
He's a New Year's baby?
Yeah.
Oh, New Year's Eve?
Yeah, New Year's Eve baby. And so he was a jazz musician, right? Mm-hmm. And so he never really got to celebrate, his birthday, on his own, like, you know, at night and stuff like that, because he's always been playing parties and events and stuff like that.
That is interesting.
So I don't know if he even liked his birthday. I feel like he seems like he didn't that much, you know?
I mean, I can get that. Wow. Well, I mean, it's like, even if he weren't an accomplished musician and always performing, there's also just the madness that is December 31st. So if it's your birthday, you're like, dude, I seriously, can't we just go to a bar and have it not be overrun with people like, ha.
I know. I haven't been to a New Year's Eve thing in a while. There used to be the one downtown. I don't know if that happens anymore. I don't think it does, actually. I think COVID killed that. COVID killed a lot of things. So I don't really have any plans. I'm assuming we'll just sit around and watch the ball drop. And it's nicer and easier to do it when you're with somebody, you know?
Yeah.
I can't imagine being lonely on New Year's Eve. I mean, that's when you should be getting out.
I mean, I think to me, it's like any other night. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you can be lonely on December 31st. You can be lonely April 12th. I mean, it doesn't, you know, it's just sometimes it just isn't fun to be lonely. I'm not going to be with my husband on New Year's Eve.
Ooh, what's his name?
Mm-hmm. Right. Peter. He's getting to fly solo. Him and Murray get the whole house to themselves.
Oh, they're going to have a blast. Mm-hmm.
They're going to eat all sorts of naughty food.
Uh-huh.
They're going to just sleep whenever they want, eat whenever they want. Oh. Not have me staring over going, what are you eating?
Yeah.
Are you supposed to be eating that?
You think he'll, what do you think he'll do? Pizza? Oh, by the way, I just want to ask you, have you ever had Paisan's pizza in Omaha?
Paisanos?
Paisanos. Yeah.
Wait, in Omaha?
Yeah.
It's out west?
It's out west off L Street.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I just had it today for the first time. I was driving by and I was really hungry and I'm like, you know, he's an ex-Husker, you know, he'd passed away this year. And it's been on my mind. I'm like, cause I've met him before. He's a super cool dude. And I'm like, you know, I'm going to go in there and give that business some love. So I went in there and I got some of this, some of that. I don't even told the lady. I said, I love the name of that pizza. I said,
what's
that is
it?
Just everything. It's some of this and some of that.
That's funny.
I told her as soon as I ordered, I said, oh my God, that was so fun to say. Some of this, some of that. I got that, a slice of pizza. And by the way, I don't even know where you can get slices of pizza for that cost, but that is one of the, that is a unique pizza. And stands alone by itself. I was very happy about that pizza.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's right up the road for me too. Now I'm going to be there.
Yeah, it's
all
not
the time.
That far. I've been to parties there. My cousin Josh has had birthday parties there.
Josh. Yeah. Cause I went to, he used to do that event. He still does. And that's when I was first introduced to that pizza. Mm-hmm. What was it called? The Olympics.
It's Varsity. The guy something. It's the something. Guy not day or so. I don't know.
Yeah.
I've never been invited.
I was invited to that.
On
no
account
women
of the
allowed.
Fact that I'm not a guy.
Yeah, only guys are allowed. But anyway, they brought in all that pizza. All right, that totally makes sense that Josh would do that. Okay, all right. Yeah, that pizza's good, people.
That if you was his just, buddy.
Okay, all right, yeah. If you want to swing in just for a bite, I'm probably the last person in Omaha to actually eat a pizza there. I mean, I've gotten the gluten-free pizza for the Sweet Wylene.
Mm-hmm.
And he completely took care of that because she, you know, cross-contamination, so she was able to eat there. But my God, that pizza you could fold up like a New York-style. It was like a New York style pizza, and it was just good. It had a crunch to it. Oh my God.
On today's show, food.
That was good pizza.
So
but
you
anyway.
Just stopped in by yourself?
Yeah, Wylene's heavily working.
Just thought maybe you were meeting a friend for lunch.
No. Those people work too, Molly. And so
they
take lunch. They take lunch on their time. I take lunch on my time, which is anywhere from the time I wake up to the time I go to sleep.
Is it 9 o'clock at night? Yeah. Lunch.
Plus, I like eating by myself sometimes. You know?
You do?
Oh yeah, I just sit there and eat and read and watch some sports, stuff like that. Yeah, that's easy. That's an easy thing to do. I know some people don't like, being alone on that level, but yeah, I don't mind.
I never think of taking the time.
That's
like
me
when
either.
I think about doing things by myself, I just never think of eating by myself because it seems like I don't think I would take the time to sit down. Like a lot of times when I'm eating standing.
On the go? You're stand eating?
Mm-hmm. I stand eat.
Okay.
You know, so the kids are at the counter, you know, we've got an island, they're eating and I'm usually standing on the other side of it serving. And then just like picking at whatever. I have terrible eating habits. Really bad.
Do you guys eat at the table? Like at the table?
Just like Sunday dinner type of stuff or like special occasions. But otherwise we have a big kitchen island that we just eat at.
See, I've known you for so long. I remember distinctively you saying that your family, your kids and Peter will eat together at the dinner table, hands down.
Yes.
You guys will sit down at a table and eat. You're not doing that. You're stand eating and grazing and stuff. So
I mean, part of it is that my husband, you know, he works in downtown Chicago.
Uh-huh.
So a lot of times when the kids were little, by the time he got home, they were like in baths getting ready for bed. Like if we waited to sit down and have dinner, the kids would be asleep at the table. So it just kind of broke the habit. So then we would get into it where we would do Sunday dinners, where we would sit down and eat. And then it's hard. It's something that I wish that we did more of. My daughter always comments on the fact that she loves it when we sit and eat together.
And there's a sign.
I know. I'm like, Sorry.
Like eating at the table. Wylene comes home for lunch. She stand eats in the kitchen. And I'm always like, go sit down. You can sit down. There's plenty of seats in this house. Dinner time is served on the couch.
Really? You eat on the couch?
Yeah, we eat because she, you know, she works hard. She works all day. She just wants to relax and sit back. And, you know, people, she's at Omaha Steaks and it's very busy there right now. She's just nonstop working. She better be. I mean, she better not be doing something else.
She's like, yep, working, hiding in her office, telling everybody about you. I am busy if he calls. Just and cover for me. Tell him that I've got to work late.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's just hanging out in her office, painting her nails. Yeah. Just reading a book, enjoying quiet time.
Yeah. Yeah. Better not be no
cleaning
guys.
There is something about moms not sitting down to eat.
Yeah, I remember my mother's the same way. Yeah.
I mean, we have a joke in our house because the minute I'll sit down and get comfortable and think, okay, I'm going to watch something, you know, all of a sudden, hey, mom,
mom,
I swear to God, like, do you guys have like a locator on me? Like, she's comfortable now. Let's go get her. Let's go ask for something on another floor.
I need to stop doing
only
that.
Only she knows where it's at.
I think I need to stop doing that. Because if Wylene disappears. Yeah, I yell, Wylene, hey, where are you?
She's like, the bathroom. Yes. God, can I have a minute, please?
It's called work. It's called work. You got your minute. You got your minute. I hate this time of the year because she works so much, but that's what she does. You know, she's a hardworking mama. She's a hardworking. We got a quick email real quick. It says it's from Lisa. Molly, you're not crazy. Crystals are all energy and we're drawn to which crystals we feel we need in our lives.
Thank you, Lisa.
All right. This is very interesting. She says, a Reiki? Reiki?
Reiki.
A Reiki master. An energy healer. So this is up my alley. I have crystals all over my house, car, purse, anywhere she needs them. And she loves the fact that we talk about these things. Well, I do too. I love the fact that you emailed us. Thank you.
Thank Crystal you, Lisa. I would love master. To know what an energy healer does. Like, I would love to know what that feels like. Like if somebody's just like holding hands over you or having you hold crystals or whatever. A friend of mine goes to like an energy healer.
Okay.
And you can do it. You can do it over Zoom. Don't you remember Rebecca Rosen was talking about how she went to somebody and you do it over Zoom. I mean, it's preferred to be in the same room, but you don't necessarily have to, but I've always been.
Since we have a master and energy healer, that listens to the podcast. Thank you, Lisa. I'm getting her on. I'm going to see if she wants to jump on. Then you can ask her all those questions.
Yes.
I'm very intrigued because when someone calls themselves a Reiki master, Reiki master.
I know.
That's like barbecue master. That's like Shogun master.
Yeah.
That's like the top of the tier, like
the black belt in Zen. And I want to hear her voice, you
what
know,
she sounds you like this. Gotta be, what it's like, hey, Molly, hey, the healing power of this stone right here.
Very distracting.
I know.
Hey.
Like, I feel more stressed than when I came into this thing.
Like, I remember, hold on to the crystals. You rub it.
Hold on. Let's be cool because what if she calls in and she does sound like that and then we're the jerks? We're the bad people. And it turns out that it's an actual, really soothing session, even though her voice is something different than we thought.
Hey.
I remember one time I went and I got a massage. And I just needed it. I was stressed. Mm-hmm. It was a hardcore massage. And the masseuse, the woman that was doing it, she happened to have a cold. Right. And so I'm laying there and, you know, and then she's talking a lot too, cause that's fine. Cause I talk too. Mm-hmm. But she's sniffling like it's the kind of sniffle that, you know, stuff is dripping out. and my back, and she's on my back, and I'm trying to relax. And it's like, you know, one of those sniffles, like, oh my God, this woman is dripping stuff all over me.
You're like, I need a refund. I'm more stressed than when I came in.
And that's how she sounded. No, I'm kidding.
I can't believe you've gone for a massage.
Oh my God, Molly, you kidding me? That's what I do. I'm a massage.
How many
man.
Have you had?
A lot. A lot. You should do it because a massages also, not only do they help you relax, you can also burn calories with a massage. Look it up. Google is your friend. You can burn calories as well with that.
Really?
Oh, yeah. That's why I was like, shoot, I'm going to do it all the time. If I don't have to go to the gym.
You're like, how'd you get your massages? Six-pack? Massage. How'd you get your goal weight? Massages.
Massage. And then I go to that, God, now I can't remember the name of it, that foot massage place. They do that.
Yeah, the one that has like pressure points and things like that, right? And do you feel a difference?
Oh, absolutely, Molly. We went twice.
Reflexology.
We went, I went with her on her birthday, and then Colin, the oldest, took her as well. And so they did it as well. Now, when I went the last time, the woman was asking me what, you know, do I want to do the same thing? And I said, no. And she was like, why? I go, because I can't handle it. It hurts too much. It hurts way too much. And she goes, oh, no. We have a lot of construction people that come in here. Just tell us that you wanted it to be not as hard. I mean, it was because they're using elbows. And oh, my God, it was like I couldn't describe. It was like being tortured at one point and trying to feel comfortable with the same. You're like, oh, that's so relaxing. And then two people. And then they asked if I wanted two people. And that's when one guy's doing my feet. And I'm like, oh, that feels so good. And then the other guy is doing my back. And I'm like, So it was like.
I did it again.
And I just had him do it softer. And, oh, Molly, that place is better and cheaper than a full body sports massage. It is so good. It is so fun. You should, next time you're in town, you and Ann need to do a mama day and go over
That'd
there
be
and
nice.
Get
I would
touched.
Love it.
Yeah, it's a good thing. It's that Oakview,
right by Oakview.
Yeah, it's at Oakview, right next to Von Maur, on the upper level.
That's Westroads.
Von Maur's. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, Westroads. Why was I thinking Oakview? I haven't been to Oakview in so long. Huh. Anyway, deep thoughts with Big Party.
Oh boy.
All right. What are they saying? Laughing is good for your health.
Yeah, we're gonna be really healthy. That's the thing. They're saying laughter really is the best medicine. I think it's so sweet when they come out with these. I know it's like kind of like dumb, but the amount of laughter we need is almost equivalent to physical exercise. They're saying that doctors are highlighting the health benefits of laughter, recommending that people engage in hearty laughter 2 to 5 times a week. So keep listening to the show. We're actually like, we should give a doctor's note for the fact that like you should be listening to the show because it's good. Laughter is recognized not only as a stress relief, but also an important factor for heart health.
Oh, that's very nice.
I think it's so wild when you meet people that are so serious and don't laugh.
Oh, I see those people. I see those people all the time, Molly.
Yes.
I saw one today at Walmart. I saw him. The guy just he looked angry. And you know what I thought to myself? I said, you know, there needs to be a station that just has Christmas music year round. You know, those people that are
that
so angry.
Like hell. Like, you that would like, make me angry.
You didn't listen to any Christmas music this year?
I haven't listened to any yet.
What is wrong? You don't like? I thought you liked Christmas. That's part
of
the gig.
Like Christmas, but I mean, like, you know, I just haven't. I kind of forgot about Christmas music.
Okay. All right. Well, that's fair.
We're not working in a reality where that's hoisted upon us. So I guess I haven't sought out the station.
Okay.
And I don't really have any on my phone. You know, like when I'm in the car, I'm either listening to a podcast or a book.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of one of those things where unless it's foisted upon me, I really should be playing some though. But I like the Christmas music that I like is like the George Michael.
Oh, it is. Like Mariah Carey.
Live Aid and Mariah Carey. Like, I like the new ones.
Okay. Not the new ones. They're like those, I would call those like the medium ones. The new ones are like
some of the new ones. Bastille's got a couple Christmas ones where I'm like, oh, I love these guys. And they do Christmas. And I'm like, that's even better.
Yeah. Cause I don't listen to the old stuff. I mean, if it's playing, I guess I do listen to it, but I'm the same way.
Have you had Christmas music on at the house?
Yeah. No.
That's sweet.
In the car. No, I haven't. In the car, Wylene drives with it, playing. It gets, this is the thing about Christmas music. Christmas music is magical. It does a lot of things.
Okay.
It takes you back to your childhood. Mm-hmm. You know, it makes you happy because it's Christmas and you're going to be scoring something, maybe. It does a lot of things for you. That's why I was like, that guy needs to have some Christmas music in his earbuds because he looks angry. It probably was because of his haircut.
Oh, wow. Maybe it was the judgment in your eyes. He's like, you know what? I see you judging me and my haircut.
Yeah.
What was wrong with his hair?
I don't know. People have some weird haircuts lately. I don't know what it is. It's like, I can't describe it. It's just like, you know, maybe he didn't have any friends to tell him, hey, your haircut's bad.
Or maybe you're just so old you don't know what hair is supposed to look like.
Oh, I do know what hair is supposed to look like. 100%. Well, that's good that it makes you happy. I've always said I laugh more than, you know, in a day than probably most people do in a month.
Yeah. I mean,
it's probably because of the show. I laugh more in this podcast.
Also, you're just a funny person.
Yeah, you know, I just like to laugh.
That's one of the things that I think is so interesting is I was at a party and I met somebody who I didn't know, you know, and you're just talking to them.
Yeah.
And you know, they don't know who you are. I mean, you're just some random person at a cocktail party. And it was somebody, they're like, you're really funny.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it's just, it's funny when people hear, you're like, yeah, that's how I make my living. Kind of.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it's interesting because, you know, it makes you realize that not everyone has a sense of humor.
No, there's a lot of people that don't have a sense of humor. There's a ton. Isn't that funny?
Just like, life's too short not to laugh. Like, let's just, I mean, trust me, there are days where you're like, God, I need a laugh.
Yeah, I know.
It's not like every day is ice cream sundaes and rainbows and Christmas music.
Yeah, maybe that's if everyone's looking for if you're that person that Molly described you as being someone without a sense of humor or a personality with a bad haircut, maybe that's what you need to
finish the
maybe
thought.
that's what you need to do for the New Year's resolution.
Listen to the show.
I'm gonna laugh more and listen to the show more often.
There you go.
You know, this podcast is a very good conversation starter with first dates as well. Or even if you're just hanging out with family and you hate them and you just, you know, just talk about
lull in the conversation.
Talk about it.
You're like, you know what? I heard the craziest thing today on the Big Party Show.
Yes.
You're like, I listened to it too. And next thing you know, everybody's getting along. Kumbaya.
That's it. We're very giving people.
We try.
You know? So yeah, I mean, we're like Christmas music. There's a lot of good things that come from it, you know, that you don't know is happening until you listen to a podcast. But the problem is this, all right, with this podcast, in order to get immediate satisfaction, like that type of stuff, you need to listen to at least 10 in a row. And then you also need to rate, review.
You're like, and tell 5 friends. And that apparently cures you of what's ailing you.
Yes.
You're like, I have the flu. You're like, did you tell 5 friends about the Big Party Show? You're like, no. And then you do. You're like, oh, my God, I feel so much better. The flu is gone.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, there you go.
Staves off cold and flu season. I am not a doctor.
Yes, you're not. But hey, you play one on the podcast and that's okay. You know, wait, is the pill getting, is the fat?
Careful.
The, the heavy person a shot?
So Wegovy just got the green light from the FDA to starting January 2026, right around the corner. No longer will Wegovy be a shot only. You can take a pill form of it. And it's like so much cheaper than the shot. Okay. And so it's a foreign drug maker. So Eli Lilly is their main competition. Okay, and they are just the like absolutely fuming because they haven't gotten the green light yet.
No, because they were pushing very hard. And it's a race. This thing's a race. I didn't realize.
Well, Wegovy won.
Yeah, Wegovy won. So now we all can.
Oh, God, their stock like shot up. And it's so interesting. Oh, yeah. They're having all these doctors on. They're like, this is a game changer because so many people have a phobia of needles. And that honestly was the one thing standing in the way of a lot of people trying it or doing it. And now that it's in pill form, you've got to pop the pill. I think it's like when you first get up in the morning.
Okay.
And it maybe is like one or two a day, but I mean, you don't need the shot, but you do take a pill every day, but it's only like $150 if you pay cash every month.
Okay.
$150. Dude, that's like a gym membership.
Sure it is.
And an eating plan. Like, I mean, those are more expensive than.
Yeah. I just don't know what to think. I worry about, you know, like side effects and later down the line, you know. And I know some people that have taken it. I think it was for health reasons.
Yeah.
They've tried everything else. And I'll be honest with you. It's just like when you see somebody that has lost a considerable amount of weight, especially in their faces and stuff like that, they don't look like you remember them to be. It's kind of like when someone dies and they lay in that casket, they always look different. Right. Yeah, they're always dead. Like always resting so peacefully. Sorry.
Somebody's like, I just lost 20 pounds. He's telling me I look like a corpse.
I'm just saying, you know what I mean? People look different when you lose all that weight.
Yeah. I mean, it changes. I mean, depending on how much weight you're losing, or there's also like where you lose it.
Yeah. You know? That's what I'm saying. Because some of it is like they're. I noticed some are losing it in places where I don't think you normally would lose it that fast unless you were lost in a jungle for a year and all you could find is leaves.
Laughter. Now I know where the guy with the haircut had such a jerky look on his face. Spent 2 seconds next to you. Like, I can't lose weight. He'll make fun of me. I can't cut my hair. He'll make fun of me.
No, come on.
I don't know. I'm curious because I've got a couple different friends.
Yeah.
That are doing it. And they've had positive results. Nothing drastic. I mean, all of it has been gradual is what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
But I'm curious if what it means for people who are on the shot, like, can you switch now to the pill? Because it is less expensive. And obviously a pill is less invasive than jabbing yourself every week.
Yeah.
So I'm curious if you can transition, you know, like, hey, can I switch up and take the pill instead?
Well, the pill, not the pill, but the shot is so, they say you can't even feel it. It's one of those shots. You know, like if you have blood sugar tested, you ever had to test your blood sugar with the needle thing? That thing.
Yeah, I don't like it. I mean, I don't like needles.
I hate that thing because whenever I had to do it, it's like you know it's coming.
Oh God.
You know what I mean? So one of the friends that I know that does it, they have their wife or something give them a shot. And I think it's in the belly. Can you imagine getting a shot in the belly? I can't either. That's why I don't want it. I don't want to take it.
Well, now it'll be in pill form.
Well, I still wouldn't take it. I don't know. I mean, last time I went to the doctor, he asked me if we talked about it. I'm like, no. Why would we talk about it? What are you trying to say?
He's like, why would we talk about it? I don't know. Hop back up on the scale. Take a good look at the number. Now get off. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, you imagine he goes, if we talked about the weight loss drug, the shot. I'm like, no.
He's like, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. I keep talking to him. He's in here like five times a week with different ailments, all of which probably stem from being overweight. And I keep saying, do you think maybe you want to give this a try? And he's like, what? I've heard of body dysmorphia, but this is a new type of body dysmorphia. Yeah. He does not see the same person in the mirror that we all see.
Do we ever? I know. Yeah, I never thought about why he asked me that. You know,
for a while there, they were all, I mean,
were they all asking?
I brought it up to my doctor.
Uh-huh.
When it first came out, I was like, hey. She's like, no, this isn't meant to lose 10 to 15 pounds. This is like, I need to lose a significant amount of weight for my health.
Yeah.
Not 10 to 15 pounds for vanity.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, yeah. Well, huh.
Fun killer.
I was like, what a doctor answer. Oh, I couldn't possibly prescribe this for you. You don't need it. Since when?
Since when is right? Oh, God. Well, it's coming to over the counter. It's not over the counter, right? Is it? Is it?
It'll still be prescription.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah.
No, this all isn't right. Going to be like, let's see, Tylenol, vitamin B, Wegovy. Yeah. No, you're going to have to still get a script from your doctor. Okay. So all keep in mind, your doctor's still going to bring it up.
This time in pill form.
Come on, man. It's in pills. Seriously. Try right, it.
We're going to wrap here. We're going to get out of here. You guys have a safe weekend. By the way, I just want to say Lancers are playing this weekend. It's a big game. It's a blackout game. They're playing against the Lincoln Stars.
That's huge.
Their big big rivalry game. So head on and watch the Lancers. And on the 28th this weekend, it's Fargo. Again, it's at the Liberty First Credit Union Arena in Ralston. You can get your tickets right there at Lancers.com. All right, we're going to rock and roll, baby. You guys have a safe weekend. I will see you bright and happy on Monday, and do yourself good.